Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 plates of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, free joint, today in history, and a baby bites Josh. You'll hear all that coming up right after this.
Meeting Greg Hahn.
Hey, here we are. Everybody's here. Bob and Tom, Christy, Chick, how are you? Thanks
good
for having
day.
Me.
Hey.
So happy to be here. I'm all excited about it.
Yeah.
Monday starts the weekend. Come on.
Yes, it does.
Jaeger bombs, body shots. Let's blow off work. Everybody over to my house for hamburgers and ping pong. Come on. Over to my house for a little bananas Foster. What is that stuff? It's on fire. I love it.
I don't know what that is.
It's going to be a big day in the studio.
Let me ask you about this. You look like you spend a lot of time lifting weights. Are you a fitness buff?
Oh, yeah, I like to pump a little iron. You know what I mean? I drink the protein shakes, take the vitamins, take the St. John's for my wart. I do the whole thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You got a wart, dude.
I like to go out and chalk up. The whole key is chalking up. When you go, you got to chalk it up. I got the weight belt on. Chicks dig the weight belt with a name on the back. You know, Steve. I don't know who Steve is, but he's missing his weight belt. Is that what you were waiting for? That's
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I like to pump it up. You got to be in top shape because I play golf.
Oh, yeah.
I love golf.
I play a lot of golf. Every hole, like 14,000 strokes. That's a lot of golf. You know what I mean? I look like a propeller out there just swinging away. I love golf. I swing with one hand. I don't even use two hands. I don't care. The instructor's always trying to change your grip. Like, hey, you're not the boss of me. I hit that ball as hard as I can, walk 6 feet, and hit it again. Every hole I use the driver. Par three, I don't want to see a 7-iron. I let the big dog eat. I grip and rip it. I got the weight belt on. Steve's playing some golf, baby. You give me a golf cart, a 12-pack, and a lake, I'll show you how to have fun all day. You ever wonder how far a golf cart can go in a lake before it sinks? You ever wonder that? 13 feet. I love golf. What a sport. It's a good sport because if you yell four, you get to hit people with your ball. That is nice. These people, when you're on a golf course, always they got their houses, they're always complaining, you know, if you bounce the ball off their roof. They should shut up and wear a helmet because I am playing through, buddy. I'm hitting patio furniture, bird feeders, I'm digging up cable. I'm not afraid to take a divot. They call me the farmer.
Yeah!
I don't know why Chick likes that joke.
It's the farmer!
But I do it every time.
He's the farmer!
I'm digging up cable.
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
We have...
I have an update on your lids thing.
I was just asking, because we have a story coming up about... there are various places in which they're kind of a trade-off. Get the vaccine, get this, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a place we're going to have a story where they're going to give you a joint.
Give you a joint, if you get a shot.
If you get a shot. Mm. So...
get weed and be magnetized. That's cool.
Oh, my God. He's going to come
chip
it
a joint. Chip it a joint.
You're
chip
it
a joint.
Yeah, I told you.
Yeah, you're helping. Yes, when the scourge hits the trailer park and knocks out your mom, God. you'll change your tune. Okay.
He's going for your mother there, Josh.
That's my mother. Saving factor is that Tom or Josh will be proved wrong.
The point is, I was just asking, is the term in the marijuana culture lid still active?
One of our great listeners apparently did the research for us, Robert, and sent me this on Twitter. According to Google, apparently the term came from the practice of breaking up a brick or kilo, later a key, of tightly packed marijuana and storing and selling it in a Prince Albert tobacco can.
Oh.
A can held approximately 1 ounce. The lid would hold approximately 1/8 of an ounce.
Chick, do you have Prince Albert in the can?
Well, how do the walls stay up? No.
No. You better let him out so he suffocates.
You better go Catch him.
No,
no, no, that's your refrigerator's running.
Yeah, how do you ride a bike? It's my favorite one.
How do the real ones go? I'm lost.
You call a bowling alley and you say, excuse me, do you have 10-pound balls? And no. We say yes. You say, how do you ride a bike?
Well, that's such a good one. Sorry.
That then is you go, hi, is Joe Walls there? Is Tom Walls there? And they go, no. And they go, well, what's holding the house up? Oh. No, that's not right.
No, you got to. So there are no walls there.
There are no walls there. That's it.
Do you have Prince Albert and a can? You better go let him out.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I never got that because why? Well, Prince Albert and a can tobacco was.
Yeah, exactly.
Over about 1947.
Right. I don't think so. Albert, the workhorse of the tobacco industry. Yeah.
Right, but
maybe Fred McMurray on My Three Sons. Yeah. When is the last time you saw a guy smoking a non-drug-related pipe?
Oh, that's so cool.
That's cool.
Oh, it's great if you want lip cancer, tongue cancer, cheek cancer.
There's a certain guy.
Don't you find in Glorious Bastards with Quentin Tarantino, when Christoph Waltz asks if he could smoke his pipe in the farmhouse, he pulls out that pipe that is as big as a 12-inch television set. Don't you find that distracting and somewhat humorous in an awful situation?
Yeah.
They should have edited that.
Yeah, but the point is, you just don't... the reference to Prince Albert kind of...
Yeah.
I mean, very, very dated. No one can really. I can't even relate to that.
Mitchum was the last person to have pot in a Prince Albert can.
Yes. Robert Mitchum, not the deodorant.
So, Christy, they said that a lid is an eighth of an ounce?
Yeah. That's what it said.
So I would say pretty often you'll hear eighth thrown around a lot.
Oh,
you'll
really?
Hear like 10 sack maybe, which seems like a dime bag or whatever. But no one's really saying lid. None of the hip kids on the streets are saying, hey, man, fill me a lid of that jazz lettuce.
You know? So what's in the nickel bag? How much is that?
Half of a dime bag.
How much is a dime bag?
This is a dime bag. Eighth. It's usually about $10 worth of pot.
Yeah. Okay.
Check local listings.
Is that enough? Is that enough?
It was when I was in school. But,
yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know what? Yes, it probably, actually, since pot's gotten so stronger. Much better.
Coming up, we're going to have a story about a state in which, to encourage you to get they're now calling it the jab, kind of a UK thing.
Oh, yeah.
It's sort of taken off here now. You can get yourself a joint. What is it? Get a jab, get a joint, I think is what they're going with. We'll hear about that. But now, by special request... by special request from the sports desk.
Oh!
Yeah.
Okay. Today in history.
Do you like this one or do you want the old one?
This is cleaner. Man.
It's cleaner, but the other one has a
It does really sound like
music. Church.
Play the other one. Sounds like instruments instead of this.
Yeah, see?
See, this one is from I think Dean got this from an old record.
Yeah.
And play it from the beginning. You can hear the
Q-burn.
Yeah,
that's real vinyl right there.
It's either that or cicadas.
It's a warmer sound. Yeah.
How many people know what Q-burn is?
I know Q-burn.
Yes,
Q-burn is when they would use vinyl records when they would set them up and cue them up, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Over time, it would start causing static in the vinyl because you would have worn it out.
Yeah.
I kind of thought it was an affliction that hurt the careers of pool players.
Sure. It does sound like it. So are we going to do this? Are we going to do this, bro?
Let's do it, bro.
I have to have the intro.
Time now for Today in History.
Now it's early, so I haven't looked this over.
Here's Tom. Yeah, this will be exciting. What? He hasn't seen it either.
You never look it over when it's the last thing in the show.
Be that as it may.
that's what we like about this segment.
1184 BC.
Whoa.
Troy is... And by the way, what are the... They don't use... Are they still using BC? I thought they got rid of that for some reason.
No, there is some alternate.
Isn't there some woke version?
Yeah. Right. There is, but...
Something about Obama or something?
No. In my art history classes, they would use BCE and CE before the Common Era and Common Era.
Right.
Oh, okay, instead of
I knew it had something to do with it. Okay.
Something about Obama is what he said.
You love getting mad at Obama, man.
It's a joke, for God's sake. I can't stand it.
Love everything you're doing.
Did you see where Obama came out and said, he said, it's enough of this woke stuff?
Yeah, I did. I saw that.
He said, he's not everybody's perfect, folks.
BCE and CE are the...
His wife still hates fat people, though. So that's the major issue that we should be addressing.
Nothing worse than being fat. Much like Murder One. Same thing.
What has happened to this show? God.
Murder One, being fine.
All right. Something. Okay.
Where were we? 1180
I'm
BC.
I am the fattest.
What happened there?
I don't know. What did happen?
All I do. You want to explain that to us?
No, that's right next to this cicada sound effect.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Okay, here we go. I'm sorry. 1184 BC, Troy is sacked and burned during the Trojan War.
I thought it meant Aikman.
He was, yeah. He certainly was.
What if anyone ever doing the play-by-play thought about that?
Probably.
Oh, Aikman was just sacked. That reminds me of 1184 BC.
I think Dennis Miller did the year he...
Yeah. he shines so bright.
Cha-cha.
Let's see. 1939, the King and Queen of England... Oh, this is a fact. I remember this.
You remember this?
Yes, I've seen this before. In 1939, the King and Queen of England tried hot dogs
for
the first time at a party at Franklin Delano Roosevelt's.
That was in the movie.
Yes, it sure was. Yeah. Yeah. Part of the movie. Yeah.
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 Big part of the movie.
Is that when Bill Murray was president?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, I think so.
Wow.
Before Don Ameche invented the telephone.
Here we go. Here's some cool music news. 1966, Janis Joplin played her first gig.
66.
Yeah.
Man. You ever see Monterey Pop?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
There's footage of Janis Joplin up there singing, and Mama Cass is like 3 rows in to the audience, and she can't believe what she's watching. Yeah. She's so
great
impressed. It's cool.
You sure she just wasn't hungry?
Hendrix,
yeah, they pan out, and she's looking at the concession stand.
That's just mean.
Shouting for peanuts.
All these people are dead. And yet...
Oh, my God, the funnel cakes are open. What?
She's all starry-eyed, mouth agape.
She's holding a hot dog over Hendrix's burning guitar.
I really like funny.
Yeah, she's roasting marshmallows, making s'mores over Hendrix's guitars. Of course, that always reminds me of my favorite song, Down in Monterey.
No.
It is good.
Is there any way we can't do that?
If you're music fans, if you've never seen the movie, the Monterey Pop movie, it's amazing.
If you love music, you're not going to like this.
What do you mean? It's a great song. I think it's one of the absolute classics.
I can't sing at all down in Monterey.
Sitar sound of the guitar.
Every day's of understanding.
Well, the sitar was legitimately a huge part of Monterey.
Even the cops screwed with us.
Oh, I thought he said something else.
Grooved with us.
Here we go. Here's the payoff. Don't you love that guitar with that synth effect on it?
What a mess.
If we can get out of this conversation, yes.
Boy, everyone's going to go to hell in this room.
Because I don't like Eric Burdon?
But you're going to pay for that, everybody.
I love Eric.
Hey, Dean, do you have the ability on your guitarist to make one of your guitars do that sound?
Of course,
is it something you have in the building?
Of course he does.
Can we do it later today?
Of course you can.
I'm so excited.
How about 11?
11 Eastern. We can record it and have it forever.
Okay, yeah. So you have to play the music again for Today in History. I've lost my place. Lost the vibe.
Time now for Today in History. A restart. Here's Tom.
In 1982, Steven Spielberg's movie E.T. the Extraterrestrial premiered.
Flop. Boring.
I never cared for
not
that.
Many people.
I
saw
think
that.
I was the wrong age.
Did you really not like E.T.?
I didn't.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's a different age. Especially after the, because his first sort of sci-fi extraterrestrial movie is so good.
I looked at him. The infantization of the children and the dreams coming. I go, no, they're brats. Okay, they should all be sent to timeout. All right, the government's trying to help you, and they're out there riding their bikes. Go home, kids.
I love it.
Go home.
Close Encounters was so great.
Sure.
I love the scene where he thinks there's a car too close behind him. All of a sudden it goes goes up. And
that's so awesome.
God, is that great?
You know why I love E.T.? Because it taught me about my favorite candy, Reese's Pieces.
Oh. Reese's Pieces.
Go ahead. Tell your story, Tom.
What a hillbilly. It's Reese's Pieces.
Oh, well, Willie and I eat Reese's Pieces up there in the holler.
I have no doubt.
And M&M's famously turned them down.
Yes,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that was stupid.
Oops. Johnson, Johnson, get in here. You did what? Mr. Spielberg called you?
Didn't some people say E.T. looked like a piece of scat? Isn't that right? When they first saw him?
I'm not aware of that.
Yeah, I think so.
Let's get back to other movies. In 1993, Jurassic Park premiered.
Oh, man, the thrill of seeing that.
It must have been somebody else, because I was going to say I told Josh. But you watch that movie and go, oh, yeah, they're real dinosaurs.
Yeah, they found them.
Yep, they found them finally. Yep, yeah. There they are.
That was also the first time I ever heard Dolby Digital. Remember that disc flying
yes.
by? And you went, oh, we are in for something
incredible.
New.
it's birthday time. Oh, we had some huge birthdays today. Jacques Cousteau.
Oh, I love Jacques Cousteau.
Great oceanographer.
Yes. You got a panty on your head.
The great Vince Lombardi chick, the guy that got you interested in the Redskins.
That was going to be in sports birthdays.
You're doing his job again.
Vince Lombardi, Jackie Stewart, and Joe Montana all celebrating birthdays today.
Jackie Stewart. Yeah.
Jackie Stewart.
Jackie Stewart. 1933, the late, great Gene Wilder. Perhaps in his honor, we can play our tribute to Gene Wilder in a few
minutes.
Of course.
Yeah. Oh, my keys.
Do you know who Henry Hill is, Josh?
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah, he's the Goodfella.
Right.
Who?
Did you ever see the movie Goodfellas, Christy?
Yeah, but boy, it's been
Ray Liotta played him.
Oh, Ray Liotta, yeah.
One of the great movies.
So Goodfellas is based on a true story?
Yes.
Indeed.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Very, very good. As Chick mentioned, Joe Montana, born on this date in 1956.
Do you remember his nickname that nobody else remembers either, so don't feel bad? Joe Cool.
I don't remember that.
I do remember that because a buddy of mine had had it on his folder or something in school.
Remember that was a big mistake. They tried to put Montana in the broadcast booth, and he has the personality of this piece of paper. didn't go well.
Happy birthday, Hugh Laurie. You know who Hugh Laurie is, Chris?
Mm-hmm.
You'd recognize him immediately.
Yeah, I know who he is.
Dr. House.
Doesn't he? Yeah.
He's English.
Fry and
Yes,
Lori.
He is English.
Dr. Oz, happy birthday. One of your favorites, 1969, the birth of Peter Dinklage.
Yeah, I like him.
Get me Dinklage.
Yeah, he's a great actor.
And
saw him in person at Sundance.
Cool.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm taller than him.
I was going to say, I hope he sat in front of you.
I was just happy to be taller than somebody.
We were almost there. We got through that without making one.
Great actor.
Okay. He is. Station agent. I love all that.
Coming up, we have the story of the doctor burning his initials into patients' organs.
Yeah, I found out more about that, why he got caught.
Okay. Well, we'll get to that when we get to it. Is that
all right.
Oh, that isn't sport. We haven't even started.
More sports coming up. World records, including a mom catching a baseball, but I got a lot of problems with it. She's holding her baby, so we'll talk about it.
No, that's the best thing in the world, the baby catch. I love a baby catch.
Take your baby home. I'm trying to watch the game.
Get the poor babies.
Yeah, we all know your mom.
Baby. So it's like a line drive?
Oh, my gosh.
Coming right at the baby?
I'm not saying, because that's part of my beef about this.
Wow.
Coming right at the baby. Oh.
Yikes.
Oh, the baby's never in danger. The baby has no idea what's going on because it's a baby and doesn't know it's in a game, okay? Can't have a hot dog. Take him home.
All
ever
right.
been bitten the shoulder by a teething baby?
No.
You haven't?
I don't think so.
What are you breastfeeding on the side? You're stealing babies.
No, you're just holding a baby.
The only dude
kind
in
of
the
teething,
La Leche
and all of a sudden
League.
You get bit. You go, what the hell's this?
Never happened to any of you?
No.
You
might be possessed. I don't even have kids and it's happened to me.
What do you have on
grabbing
your shoulder?
Random babies?
I've got honey on my shoulders, but that doesn't mean
and peanut butter.
Why is there honey?
We almost got out.
I almost
got out.
I wanted a cub to climb.
We got that coming up.
Oh, little Robbie mistook your boil for a nipple.
We do have.
Our parrot used to mistake my brother Joe's skin tags for food.
Oh.
It was so funny.
He would scream. We loved it.
Well, I want to hear more.
Attached is why he'd scream.
Get him to a dermatologist. Okay, we have to move forward here. This is a really interesting article I stumbled on.
I stumbled on
about behind the scenes at hotels. some of the stuff that...
sounds fascinating.
All hearsay and lies.
They have a whole drawer for all the soap.
That's amazing. They get boxes and boxes.
Let's see here.
Why don't we just get a couple bars and we'll have us all share.
A large number of the beds have been dyed in.
Well put.
They have stories that you will never use a chocolate fountain again if I read you this
one. I've always said this, yeah.
But you'll like this one, John. This is from someone who works at a high-end hotel, and she writes, hockey players are the nicest athletes by a wide margin.
Yes.
They're A-list celebrities. They want to be left alone and treated like anybody else.
They sure do. In my experience, it's also been the case.
Yeah, the hockey players are the great gentlemen. Who would have thought that?
Unless the vending machine takes their quarter.
We've all learned that.
Damn thing took my quarter, coach.
They lift that guy up.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.